USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate and House are in session on Thursday, 1 year after there was a riot at the U.S. Capitol. Both Vice President Kamala Harris and President Biden spoke at the Capitol. Biden giving what former President Donald Trump called a divisive speech, blaming the former president for the riots at the Capitol. Former Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy on how he believes the United States will be once again a united nation.
This country is not going to be united because of some speech made by a president or a former president. It will only be united when the people are sick and tired of the conflict. Just have one set of rules.
The vice president also comparing January 6th to the attack on Pearl Harbor and the attack on 9/11. The House also holding a moment of silence as the session began. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The former Secretary of State says we need to avoid the Winter Olympics.
With the Winter Olympics kicking off next month in Communist China, there's talk that America should boycott the Games this year because of China's human rights violations and blocking the truth about the origins of COVID-19 from Wuhan, China. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News spells out the case to boycott.
Look, I've been calling for us not to let our athletes go to Beijing for a long time now. We shouldn't prop up Xi Jinping. This will become known as the Genocide Olympics. What's taking place in Western China is nothing short of genocide. We shouldn't forget, too, this virus from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Almost certainly, that is, this virus was foisted on the world. But we're putting our athletes in a very difficult place. Imagine one of them wants to say something about Tiananmen Square, or they want to talk about the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have officially released wide receiver Antonio Brown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
January 6th is Christmas for the media. That's what Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said as he noted he won't be watching any of the coverage marking the one-year anniversary of last year's Capitol riot. The Florida governor also saying,
I think it's going to end up being just a politicized Charlie Foxtrot today. I don't expect anything good to come out of anything that Pelosi and the gang are doing. I don't expect anything from the corporate press to be enlightening. I think it's going to be nauseating, quite frankly, and I'm not going to do it. But I do think that if you have this January 6th committee, why do we not know some of the people who we know were really involved in orchestrating this? They got pulled off the most wanted list. Christopher Wray was asked at the under oath what FBI was involved in that, and he would not answer the question. And so I think that this is something that has really been used for political narrative and posturing purposes. I don't think it's been effective. You know, people here in Florida, they care about inflation, and they care about gas prices and education and crime and all the key issues that are so important. And that's what they talk to me about. But there is an obsession with this amongst the D.C., New York journalist class.
More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.